And of course, it's time now for the sunny side of sports with Sunny Young. And happy Tuesday, Sunny.
Happy Tuesday to you, Kim.
Well, Sunny, I understand you are kicking off today with African football.
Kim, joining us once again on the sunny side of sports is David Legg, our African football guru. Good evening, David.
Thank you, Sunny.
David, let's kick off in Montreal, Canada, where Ivorian football star Didier Drogba, you might say he's making a big impact for the Montreal Impact in his inaugural Major League Soccer season. Drogba had 2 goals over the weekend. He now has 7 goals in 6 matches for the Impact. Your reaction, David, on Drogba's performance so far?
Oh, great stuff, Sonny. As they say, form is temporary, class is permanent. And that's what Didier Drogba is. He's a class act. He could still, Sonny, be playing in the English Premier League. I'm sure there's quite a few clubs that would happily have said, please come and join us when he was freed by Chelsea. The thing about Drogba is, all along, he's looked after himself very well. He's in very, very good shape. When he left Chelsea the first time, I believe he himself would now admit he made a mistake by going to China. I think the standard of football there was just not high enough for him. He then moved on to Turkey, where he did extremely well. He went back to Chelsea, and now Montreal Impact. The cliche sticks out a mile, doesn't it? He's making quite an impact there. 7 goals in 6 games, and there's a lot of MLS defenders that are getting dizzy spells trying to stop this man. And not only, Sonny, could he be playing in the English Premier League, but also he could, if he wanted to, I believe, be back in the Ivorian national team. Didier Drogba is a great man, and he's a great ambassador for African football.
David, let's turn to Europe now. And how about a look at some recent African goal-scoring highlights?
I normally start with the English Premier League, but I'm going to break that rule this time and pay tribute to Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang. He plays for Borussia Dortmund in the German Bundesliga. Because what he's doing is nothing less than amazing, and I think it's going to shoot him up the ladder into a real contender for the 2015 African Footballer of the Year Award. Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang, who plays for Gabon, has now scored in 7 consecutive matches since the German Bundesliga started. And he has scored 9 goals. And yet, incredibly, he's not the top goal scorer. That is Thomas Müller of Bayern Munich with 10 goals. But Aubameyang's consistently is just remarkable. The German Bundesliga is, you can argue, the 4th or 5th best league in Europe. Right at the top, I think you've got the English Premier League, the Spanish La Liga, and the Italian Serie A. And then you really have the French Ligue 1 and the Bundesliga. So it is a top league. And to score on 7 consecutive weekends, Sonny, nothing less than amazing. And I think this is good because for some time now, I've been saying to myself, who is going to challenge Yaya Toure for the African Football of the Year? Just to quickly remind our listeners to the sunny side of sport, Yaya Toure has created a record. He has won the African Football of the Year for the last 4 occasions. Nobody else, not even the great Samuel Eto'o of Cameroon, has achieved that. I'm not the only person, I'm sure, who is saying to themselves, who is going to take over from Yaya Toure? Well, now I think, Sonny, we've got a real contender, and that's Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang. He wasn't the only African sharpshooter doing well in Europe, though. In the English Premier League, no less than 4 Senegalese scored goals at the weekend. Mama Biram Diouf of Stoke City scored the winner in the 2-1 victory over Bournemouth. We then had Chikou Kouyaté. He scored for West Ham United. And so did his Senegalese teammate, Diafra Sakho. Both goals coming in a 2-2 draw against Norwich City. And then a name that crops up regularly on The Voice of America, Sadio Mane of Southampton. He scored in a 3-1 victory over Swansea City. And the African goal charge in England did not stop there because Rudy Gestede, he plays for Benin, he scored a brace for Aston Villa, but unfortunately it wasn't enough. They went down 3-2 at Liverpool. Suddenly on to Italy and more African goals. Mohamed Salah, an Egyptian, and Gervinho, who has recently been struggling. He's, of course, the dreadlocked Ivorian winger who also plays for Roma. Both Salah and Jovino were on target as Roma won by 5-1. And Emmanuel Badu, the Ghanaian who plays for Udinese, he scored the equaliser and then created the winner for Udinese in a 2-1 victory over Bologna. Carlos Kameni, playing for Malaga in Spain, did not score a goal, but he prevented Real Madrid scoring any at the Santiago Bernabéu, and that is a rare feat indeed. Malaga coming away with a 0-0 draw. So fantastic weekend, Sonny, for Africans across Europe. And the man that really stands out, and we're going to be monitoring very closely for the Voice of America,
Voice of America,
is Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang. How much longer can he continue this amazing goal streak? It's now 7 matches that he has scored in.
How about a Sunny Side of Sports shout-out for Polish striker Robert Lewandowski? 5 goals in 1 match. Your reaction to that outburst, David?
Amazing, Sonny. Amazing for Aubameyang and amazing for Lewandowski. The Bundesliga is a top-class league. I mean, there are some leagues in Europe where maybe scoring 5 goals would be a good achievement, but not a great one. But when you score 5 goals in the Bundesliga, that is a great achievement. And we're certainly going to monitor the fortunes of him and Aubameyang in the coming weeks, because they're neck and neck in that goal scorers chart early in the Bundesliga season.
David, let's stand up for Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang and all the African goal scorers over the weekend.
Stand up! Stand up! Stand up! Stand up!
Friends, we can all listen to The Sunny Side of Sports.
Yes, my friend.
The Sunny Side of Sports.
Sunny Side of Sports.
The Sunny Side of Sports show.
Great show, bro. This is Sunny Side of Sports.
Sunny Side of Sports right here on the Voice of America.
Voice of America.
Stand up. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
In African athletics, the Kenyan flag waved high in Germany's capital, Berlin, on Sunday. Eliud Kipchoge and Gladys Cherono swept the men's and women's titles for Kenya in the 42nd BMW Berlin Marathon. Kipchoge clocked a personal best 2 hours and 4 minutes even, and Cherono also set a personal best, winning the women's race in 2 hours, 19 minutes, and 25 seconds. The energetic Andy Edwards caught up with Gladys Cherono after her triumph in Berlin. Here's Andy.
Gladys, what a great day. You must be delighted. Did you expect such a result?
Yes, I was expecting to run under 2:20 because what I have done, I have trained very, very well and everything was so good.
One of your training partners back in Kenya is Mary Kaitani, the African record holder. She's run 2:18. There'll be some friendly conversation, I think, that you're sort of almost alongside her now.
Yes, I'm happy for that. The training partners for their support, so I'm happy for them.
This is only your second marathon. Of course, we've got the Rio Olympics next year. Are your eyes going to be on qualifying for Kenya and running the Olympic marathon?
Yes, if I will be selected to be among those who will be going, I'll be happy for that.
You've broken 2:20 in only your second marathon. Is the next target, whenever you run your next, sub-2:19?
Yes, so I hope so. If everything goes well, I will run.
Well, good luck with that, and also with that Olympic marathon dream in Rio. Gladys Cherono, the champion in the women's race in Berlin. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Follow the Sunny Side of Sports on Facebook and Twitter. My Facebook address is facebook.com/VOA Sunny, and my Twitter handle is @VOA Sunny Sports. Once again, those addresses, my Facebook address, facebook.com/VOA Sunny, and my Twitter handle, at VOA Sunny Sports. If you go to my Facebook page today, Tuesday, you'll see a photo of all-star point guard John Wall of the Washington Wizards, my favorite National Basketball Association club. Wall and the Magical Wizards held their annual media day on Monday, and so did quite a few other NBA clubs. The 30 NBA clubs, including the defending champion Golden State Warriors, are opening their preseason training camps this week. And now a few notes from those training camps. Los Angeles Lakers star Kobe Bryant hasn't decided whether his 20th season with the Los Angeles Lakers will be his last. Kobe says he thought about it a lot, retiring during the offseason, but for now he wants to help the Lakers bounce back from the worst season in the club's proud history. The 37-year-old Bryant reported to his 20th training camp with the Lakers on Monday. Kobe's past three seasons ended early because of injuries, and he's played in only 41 games the past 2 years. Meanwhile, Paul George has lofty goals for himself and the Indiana Pacers this coming NBA season. The two-time NBA All-Star says he's aiming to win the MVP award this season, and he believes Indiana can be a top-three team in the Eastern Conference. I mentioned how the Lakers are trying to bounce back. Well, so is Paul George. He had a heartbreaking end to his season last year when he broke his right leg and he missed 76 games. So we hope Paul George will be healthy this upcoming NBA season. I'm VOA Sonny Young, and that's the sunny side of sports. Back to you, Hayes Wu.